Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our next guest. Karen Kerrigan is an original member of our Brain Trust. Heck, she's a founding member of the Brain Trust, folks. Within less than 30 days of me being on the show, probably about 3 weeks of me starting the show back in 97, Karen was a guest on my show. And she's long-suffering, folks. She's been back ever since, and we couldn't do without her. She's the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, pound for pound, as I like to say, and I have been saying all these years, pound for pound. Nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan and her organization, because she is one of the top experts in the world on small business public policy, and she's up there fighting toe-to-toe, going tooth and nail with the political class, helping us get what we deserve and not what we don't deserve. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here. Always good to be with you.
It's good
every
to have
show.
You here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Karen, I talked in the previous segment I've written about recently about how in the span of only 10 years, America has completely replaced an ugly phenomenon back in 2000 called the vanishing voter, where 50% of all registered voters didn't vote, to today, where we've got what I'm calling the engaged voter. We got people coming out of the woodwork to vote, and this is a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Jim. I think it's incredible to me, first of all, that, we, in most elections, you only have, 50 to 60% of the people who actually vote in this country. I just don't get that. You know, I really don't. But nonetheless, you're absolutely right. I mean, this engaged voter, this reawakening, if you will, of the American public.
And it's not just people showing up. The fervor has increased significantly. The investment of these folks have increased significantly.
Right. And when you're talking about engagement, really people, spending the time to learn about the issues, to learn about the legislation that, Congress is considering, so many people that I knew just, meeting in the grocery store, mm-hmm. talking with on the television, going to conferences afterwards, knew more about the details of the healthcare legislation, the tax legislation, the cap and trade legislation, than the members of Congress did themselves.
Do you think so? Are you seeing now? You're somebody. I'm seeing more on my end. I'm seeing more small business owners who are engaged. But we don't always talk politics and policy as you do. As you talk to small business owners across the country, are they getting more invested in this election?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, Jim. Both with their time and their treasure.
Yeah.
Just meeting, helping, get out the vote, campaigning for specific candidates and volunteering, giving money not only to candidates in their own district, but also in many targeted races across the country.
Right.
And in addition, Jim, I think we're going to see, if the elections go the way the experts say they're going to go tomorrow, I think we're going to see the biggest class of small business owners as members of Congress,
wow.
members of the U.S. House in the new Congress, over 100 small business owners alone in the House, in the U.S. House, are running for a seat.
Wow. Karen,
in the U.S. House of Representatives.
This is something that you and I have been talking about for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to kill the political class is to or at least knock a dent in it, is to put people in Washington who've made a payroll.
That's right. And it's going to make a huge difference, because when you overlay that business experience and bring it here to Washington, that's the point of view that's coming to this legislation,
right.
and these policies, I think that's going to have a terrific outcome for small business owners, but also you can have many more members of Congress being able to articulate.
Right. Another way, folks,
what the impact is on small business of this legislation.
Another way, folks, that you can get involved, and because I know you're like me, you don't have time to go and to go to Washington and lobby and everything. There are people who will represent you on your behalf, and Karen Kerrigan is one of those. And so that's the reason why I like to encourage you to make a contribution, join her, make an investment, and join her organization, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org, right, Karen?
That's right.
And lots of stuff there, folks. A lot of information that you can go and check out right now and see all the hard work that they do. Karen Kerrigan and I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's at stake in this coming election for small business owners. 2022, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.